From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages in Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his exposition of the 8th chapter of Romans as he commences a message entitled, Gloriously Secure Amid the Storms of Life. Paul began chapter 8 by stating the believer's position in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He then proceeded to demonstrate the truth of this statement by a number of arguments. He emphasized the believer's justification, his sanctification, and his adoption. As we'll see today, Paul's final argument is the Christian's glorification. The ultimate destination for every believer in Jesus Christ is heaven. This gives the child of God much assurance, particularly in times of suffering. As Dr. Cairns will show, God uses suffering to prepare His people for glory. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Psalm 33 and verse 21. Our heart shall rejoice in Him. Blessed is the fact that Christians can rejoice even in the deepest distress. Although trouble may surround them, they still sing. And like many birds, they sing best in their cages. The waves may roll over them, but their souls soon rise to the surface and see the light of God's countenance. They have a buoyancy about them which keeps their head always above the water and helps them to sing amid the tempest, God is with me still. To whom shall the glory be given? Oh, to Jesus. It is all by Jesus. Trouble does not necessarily bring consolation with it to the believer, but the presence of the Son of God in the fiery furnace with him fills his heart with joy. He is sick and suffering, but Jesus visits him and makes his bed for him. He is dying, and the cold, chilly waters of Jordan are gathering about him up to the neck. But Jesus puts his arms around him and cries, Fear not, beloved. To die is to be blessed. The waters of death have their fountainhead in heaven. They are not bitter. They are sweet as nectar, for they flow from the throne of God. As the departing saint wades through the stream, and the billows gather around him, and heart and flesh fail him, the same voice sounds in his ears, Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. As he nears the borders of the infinite unknown, and is almost affrighted to enter the realm of shades, Jesus says, Fear not, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thus strengthened and consoled, the believer is not afraid to die. Nay, he is even willing to depart, for since he has seen Jesus as the morning star, he longs to gaze upon him as the sun in his strength. Truly, the presence of Jesus is all the heaven we desire. He is at once the glory of our brightest days, the comfort of our nights.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Tonight we're reading in Romans 8. We're starting at verse 18. Verse 18 of Romans chapter 8. This is one of those times when the Bible reading gives me plenty of opportunity to teach you the Northern Irish accent and how you're all going to speak in heaven. It's 8 and 18. That's the official Hebrew pronunciation. Romans chapter 8, verse 18, reading through the end of the chapter. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. because the creature itself, perhaps if I interject here that by creature, this is an old-fashioned way really of saying the creation, that would be a word that may be more familiar to you and you would understand it better. The creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord will add his blessing to this familiar, glorious passage of his own precious word for his own name's sake. As we noted last Sabbath evening, in Romans chapter 8, Paul, in the very first verse, states the great truth that he intends to prove. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. His subject is the eternal and absolute security of the saints of God, believers in Jesus Christ. No condemnation, now or ever. That's the message. And to establish it, he sets forth four great proofs. One based upon our justification, in which he's arguing Christ has satisfied every claim of the law for us and has gained for us a full justification. That is a full pardon and a full acceptance with God. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The second argument is based on our sanctification. And there he's arguing that the Holy Spirit has united us to Christ and has actually begun to sanctify us and to set us free from the dominion of the flesh. And therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The third proof is taken from our adoption. And the great argument of the apostle here is that having begun to sanctify us, the same Holy Spirit now witnesses to us that we are the adopted children of God. And if we are adopted as his sons, then we are his heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. That leads him to something that really is preparatory to the last part. Those heirs are heirs of eternal glory. Now, those are the first three arguments. The fourth argument is taken from our glorification, from verse 18 through to the end of the chapter. And here the apostle is arguing something like this. God has sovereignly purposed that his adopted sons and heirs shall infallibly obtain a great and certain and eternal glory with Christ. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those people because they're in Christ Jesus. His argument again is to do or has to do with the sovereign, eternal purpose of God. And he's saying that in his sovereignty, God has purposed that his adopted sons and heirs shall infallibly obtain a great and certain and eternal glory with Christ. That, in a nutshell, is what he is showing in this passage. And when that grips your heart, you will say, now I understand why he is insisting there's no condemnation. It's impossible for God sovereignly to purpose that we will be adopted as his sons and heirs, and as such that we will infallibly enter into glory. It's impossible for that to be true, and yet for us to fall under condemnation. Simple argument. You might think now we can all go home, but I would disappoint you. No. Because, you see, that immediately raises a question. And it's a question that Paul felt very keenly, and he answered at some length. Someone would ask, well, if this is so, if God has loved us so much, and if God has purposed to make us his children and his heirs and joint heirs with his son and has marked us infallibly for glory, if that is so, why then do Christians suffer? As many of them do. Why are they still suffering the afflictions that come upon the fall? Why are they enduring the results of sin if you are arguing that they have been so comprehensively delivered from the curse of sin? And Paul's answer, if I may summarize, we will look at in some of the detail as we proceed, but if I may summarize, Paul's answer in a nutshell is that believers can never come under the wrath and condemnation of God. They can never be eternally lost. And he's arguing that not suffering, not temporal afflictions, not bodily pain, not the reverses of life, but that for a Christian is the ultimate reality. And it is, and this is some logic now we need to learn. I've been emphasizing as we go through Romans that Paul piles on the inspired logic here. And if you can think as Paul teaches you to think, it will help you immensely as you go through life. He understands that pain and suffering are very immediate, and they're very personal. And they affect not only the organ or the part of the body that is constantly or at that moment under pain, but they affect the way you think. And it is natural for us when we are afflicted or we're suffering to begin to look at God's truth through the lens of our suffering. To interpret truth according to our experience and according to our feeling at that given time. And Paul is arguing here that the ultimate reality is what he has just been announcing. There is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. And it is in the light of that ultimate reality that we must first interpret every circumstance of life, however distressing or however painful. We must interpret every circumstance of life in the light of that ultimate reality, that we have no condemnation as believers in Christ, and we are certain to receive eternal glory. And the second thing that we must do is, in the light of that ultimate reality, we must interpret indeed the whole history and mystery of God's creation. Look at verse 17 at the end of the verse. I'm not going to go over what we did last week, but you'll notice we're joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. That we may be also glorified is in order that we may be also glorified. The suffering is in order to glory. And the importance of that linking statement there is that therefore our suffering in this life is not inconsistent with our acceptance before God. There's no inconsistency between our suffering on the one hand and our security in Christ on the other hand.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.